Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot. These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll
and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know when it's time for an eye exam. America's Best. Every eye deserves better. Most vision insurance plans welcomed.
The Burt Show.
Do you know what day it is?
Please tell me.
Please tell me.
Today's Wednesday.
What you gonna do?
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 Wednesday.
Oh, is that today? Wasn't really thinking about it.
Oh, really? What would you call it?
You really don't know.
You really don't know.
Enlighten us, please.
Enlighten me.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo! It's showtime, baby.
How's everybody doing this morning? What's going on?
Here.
Hi. Hey, here we are.
Here.
This is how we're starting.
Here.
What's going on? How are you?
Good. Not a whole lot. Yesterday was a busy day. Got a lot of stuff done, but nothing exciting. Like a reality TV show would be like, really? You went to TJ Maxx and you went to Nordstrom Rack to get your son new pajamas and new underwear because he's growing up and he's a big boy now. Yeah, no. So it wasn't exhilarating, but got a lot of stuff done.
Didn't make a lot of stuff onto the show. You were the one character on the reality TV show where they just skipped that week.
No, they cut me season two. We're already on like season seven.
Oh, is that right?
I got cut a long time ago because I wasn't bringing enough A material to the game.
Yeah, I feel like I had one of those days yesterday somewhat also. Yeah, nothing really to report, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Had some days where it's too much to report. Mo, how you doing?
Same. I would have been cut from a reality show yesterday as well. I just worked, man. If you watched me, I would just be working all day. That's what you would see. Boredom and somebody just putting work in. That's all I did.
On the podcast?
On the podcast, on videos, on social stuff. Went and exercised, took my walk to try to keep the gout flare-ups from coming. That's pretty much what my life is right now.
All right, Abby, clean sweep here.
Yeah,
pretty boring
here.
Day.
Tuesdays are my boring days, so Wednesday I'm kind of like, well, God, I hope life gets a little bit more interesting, and like clockwork, it always does. But Tuesday I feel like is that day where it's in the middle of the week. You don't really have time to, like, do something fun. You got to, like, put your nose to the grind. So that was for me yesterday, too.
Back in the day, radio consultants used to say, hey, you got to put a morning show together that's living life to the fullest because people in their cars want to live through you in your exciting lives. Those days are over.
Yeah.
Living life is exhausting.
Yeah.
It is. But your weekend was cool. Some good news over the weekend.
Oh my God, I got some really exciting news last week, and that honestly came out of nowhere. Like, when I responded to this email that I got from somebody saying I was going to be honored with, I guess, an award, you could say. I don't know if I would call it an award, but I got a very exciting email, and I responded back to them. I said, hey, I didn't even realize I was up for this or nominated for this, but, like, cool, and I'm kind of just, like, finger crossing that it's not a scam, because if it is a scam, it's going to be the most embarrassing scam to fall for. But because I know it's a thing, I'm kind of like, okay, well, I just hope these are the right people in charge of it, because I've seen other people get quote-unquote honored with this before, and it's finally my time because I am being honored for being hot. Finally.
Huh?
Over the weekend.
Wait, that wasn't the right reaction.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, hold on. My bad.
Yeah, not you.
Not you.
Yeah, that didn't come out right. I didn't mean it like that.
I got an email over the weekend from these people at Jezebel Magazine. Have you guys heard of Jezebel Magazine?
Of course,
it's like a local Atlanta magazine.
Been around here forever.
Yeah.
Man.
So every summer they put together an issue where they pick 20 hot singles from Atlanta and they do a little photo shoot with them, and they call it like Atlanta's most eligible or something.
Yeah.
So I'm one of the 20.
Hey,
It can't hurt. So I'm literally looking at it. I respond, I'm like, who nominated me for this? But I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to argue. If they're saying I get to be a part of the photo shoot, I get to be a part of the photo shoot. So I did him a little tap tap back and I said, I'm in.
Yeah, well, man.
And it's more than just being hot. It's most eligible. So not only are you hot, but you're desperate. No, you're hot and you're successful and you have a lot going on for you, which is what makes you a
most eligible Atlantan. So congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very flattered. I have been in a tizzy trying to find the right thing to wear because I'm like, what's the dress code? Like, what does one wear to a photo shoot of this kind? And they're like, you basically need to pick out something that you would want to walk by if your ex was at a bar. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so much pressure. Like out of all the outfits, and I have found nothing yet. So I have just been like online, like ordering, because if I am determined to be ridiculously hot, I want people to see the photo of me and be like, oh my God, that's Abby from the Burt Show. She looks so bad in the Facebook, but this photo, it's incredible. So I'm scouring for outfits, something that'll make my non-existent exes super, super jealous. And also I'm trying to do like a deep dive on this like vague list they've given of the other eligibles. Mm-hmm. They've given like first names and first initials.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who are the guys on the list? Like, I want to know who's eligible from the male pool.
So wouldn't that be the best meet cute ever?
The best? Oh my God, we could brag on ourselves for the rest of our lives. Be like, how did you meet? Well, we were both Atlanta's most eligible.
Yeah, and they do have parties leading up to it, so you will meet them. And I'm not sure if you do the photo shoot on your own or there's a whole bunch of people, but you guys are going to be, it's basically Love Island.
It's Love Island. So next week is the photo shoot. I've already requested an hour off so I can go get my face beat and my hair twisted so it looks cute. What?
You only get a week from the time you find out?
I found out last week, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
And you only need an hour for your makeup?
I need 2 hours, actually. What's so funny is I was messaging the makeup artist and she's like, okay, perfect. I have you down for hair and makeup and it's only going to be 60 minutes. And I responded back. I said, no, it's going to take longer than that. She goes, oh, yeah, you're right. I'll put you down for 90.
What if she looked at your picture and then she called you back and said it's going to be 90?
She said it was going to be 60 minutes. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. And she was like, you're right. It's actually going to be 90 minutes. So it'll be 90 minutes for me to get my hair and makeup.
Because it would be very insulting for you to go, hey, I just need an hour. And then they go and check you out online. And then she hits you back and go, we're going to need two.
Yeah, we're going to need like a whole pit crew making you look good. So yeah, that'll be mine. I'll have a very exciting update for Tuesday of next week. So be sure to ask.
That's awesome.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot. These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll
and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know they deserve to be seen by the best doctors and associates at America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Drake recently found himself in an incredibly awkward situation with a guy that he thought that he was really cool with. Now, it's been a while since we've touched on the Kendrick Lamar and Drake feud, but basically all you need to know is these two do not like each other, and Kendrick came out on top. They have gone back and forth with like a rap battle, like they've dissed each other in different songs, and it all came to a head during the Super Bowl halftime show when Kendrick Lamar played his most famous diss towards Drake, Not Like Us, where he alluded to the fact that he believes he is a pedophile on national television. It was the biggest mic drop of all time. So needless to say, these two, not fans of each other. But there's this Canadian politician, Jagmeet Singh, who has been a fan of Drake, and I guess they've been cool and they've DM'd in the past based off of the screenshot that we've seen, because I guess this politician went to a Kendrick Lamar concert and Drake found out about it. And when he did, he felt like that was a slight towards him. So he messaged him on Instagram and just said, you're a goof. And you can see like the history of like all the times that Jagmeet has like added Drake into his stories or messaged him, or you can see that they've had some kind of history. And so Drake is just kind of like, you're a goof. And then immediately Jagmeet apologizes, says that he only went to go see SZA. He didn't go to see Kendrick Lamar. He just wanted to see SZA perform. The whole thing just feels so stupid and petty.
He had to respond in a political manner because of the position he's in. But I wish he would have responded the way most of us feels like he should have and told Drake to stop being, I'm trying to find a nice way to say, such an emotional individual. That's what I feel like Drake is doing right. You're going to be mad at every single person who goes to a Kendrick Lamar concert for the rest of life and then have issues with every person who goes to support Kendrick Lamar in any way. You're going to end up hating a lot of people. That's something, if I felt it, I wouldn't even have said it.
This is the reason why people are starting to turn on him, if not already turned on him, is that all this pettiness. I think the lawsuit didn't help at all.
Nope.
Because, you know, as Mo has told us in the rap game, look, some of those lyrics, they're not true, but everybody sort of knows that. And then for Drake to sue him, people are like, that's a really punk-ass thing to do. So he's lost so much credibility.
You've been the greatest artist in hip-hop history for so long. You've dominated for so many summers. You've had an amazing career. You've got so many number one records. Why do you care this much? Just let it go, bro.
Ego,
just
man.
Let it go.
That huge ego.
Yep. It's just so embarrassing at this point. And I've said this 1,000 times every time we bring this up. I'm like, if he would just put out really good music, everyone would forget about this battle. We would just be happy that we're hearing Drake in the club again.
True.
And remind me, how did this get public again?
Oh, because Drake posted it on social
okay,
media.
That's all right. If you have a friend, right? Say this politician was like a close friend. We don't know their relationship. And he went to, I would feel some sort of way if my close friend knew I had a beef with somebody and went and supported their concert. Fine, whatever. The issue I have is him putting the politician on blast and putting this on social media. I feel like that right there, like you said, he's a very emotional individual right now. It's giving sad.
It's giving sad.
And
it's
pathetic.
It's giving pathetic. It's giving wussy.
Yes.
It's not cute.
Not with the W.
Yes. the other one we can't say on the radio. It's giving Drake, please just give us better music and we'll stop hating on you. All right. Will Smith is finally explaining why he passed on the movie Inception. I'm going to tell you all about it on your next E-Buzz and The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I know this is a thing. And this is why I'm bringing this audio to The Burt Show. I know this is a thing because I have heard my girlfriend Amanda in the passenger seat of my car while I'm driving having this very conversation with herself out loud while I'm witness to it going, are you talking to me? And she's like, no, I'm just trying to figure this out myself.
Okay, I have dirty hair, so I need to wash my hair. I need to wash my hair. But I don't want to wash my hair now and then ruin my dirty hair with my workout later. Or do I work out now and then wash my hair? But I don't want to go to sleep with wet hair. Oh, but I could blow dry it. No, but that takes too long. I have too much hair. And it's also annoying. It makes my arm hurt, okay? Or do I just not work out today, wash my hair, have clean hair, do a double tomorrow? But I'm not going to do a double tomorrow. I can hardly do singles.
I have heard that time and time and time again. I don't quite understand it because as a guy, I think you're like, you know what? I should wash my hair today.
Well, for most women, we have a lot of hair.
Yeah.
And this is why you all made fun of me. But I said, I don't want to sweat when I do strength training because of the hair washing schedule.
So if you sweat during doing anything, then your hair gets sweaty?
Yes, your scalp sweats and you're around your hairline sweats and it's
your back of your neck.
The
ends of your hair get all crunchy from the salt and the sweat.
Yeah, like when I do hot yoga, I have to shower and wash my hair afterwards because my whole body is dripping it with sweat and my hair is soaking wet.
Does your hair not get sweaty?
Just a little bit on the very, very back.
It's like all over. Nape. Yeah, it's like all over like that for women. It's almost like you're washing your hair in sweat. Like I was sweating pretty bad yesterday because I had a really hard Pilates instructor. I felt like I was going to die.
Yep.
And I'm just like sweating everywhere. Had to be a hair wash day because I couldn't come in looking like Quasimodo with my hair all natted up.
What a hassle, man.
It's such a hassle.
Again, I would submit to you women, give me three things about being a woman that is better than being a dude.
Outfits.
What are you?
Outfits.
It is more because I was just shopping for a little girl's birthday party yesterday, and it's so much more fun to shop for little girls than it is little boys. So the shopping is significantly better.
Okay. All right. And the history of women shopping for little girls is better than being a guy. All right. What else we got?
I think
free drink.
Female.
Ooh, what was that?
I would love that.
Well, but that comes with caveats.
It comes with caveats and also.
What was it?
Free drinks.
Oh, yeah.
But then you got to talk to some loser for the rest of the night. You're like, everything's got a cost, Mo.
But not every woman gets free drinks.
Yeah.
Also fair.
Because also the fashion is great, but then also you have to deal with being a lady, and sometimes the fashion you like doesn't fit you on the right day that you need it to fit you. Uh-huh. There's always a give and take. Okay. There's a cost to everything.
So we're going
to
go ahead and throw out drinks. Being a woman is better because you get free drinks. We can't submit that one.
All right.
Two more.
What about crying to get out of speeding tickets?
No. No, that doesn't always work.
Yeah, but it never works for men. We just look pathetic.
You want to set women back 30 years? Sure. Use that. Use that tool in the toolbox.
We've had women come on the show and say they've done it.
Still looking for two.
I've done it. It works.
It does work, actually.
Now that I think about it. The one time I didn't cry, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be that girl. And then he had the audacity to give me a speeding ticket.
Yeah. I didn't even have my license or my proof of insurance on me, and I still got out of the ticket.
I've watched my lady cry to get out of a lot of things. It works.
All right, still looking for two, you guys.
Okay, two. We get to experience the joy of creating life.
But then also you have to, like, give birth.
There's that.
And then, like, be a mom.
There's that.
Nothing worth having is easy.
But it is cool that we can create life.
Okay.
That's pretty badass.
That's cool.
Okay. I would have put that one above shopping for young girls, but okay.
No, whatever. Shopping first, life second. All right, one more.
Oh, my gosh. Strong one. Close with one really great reason. It is better be a woman than a guy.
I think it's tough because all the good things I also feel like come with the biggest cost, because then I was going to say female friendship, but I feel like is so much stronger than male friendships because it's emotionally deeper, but then you also have to deal with like the fallouts of female friendship.
They can be traumatic.
They can be traumatic.
Longer lifespans. I Googled it.
There we go. Okay. Men are going to die first.
But what if I get hit by a car or something?
Okay. Yes. All right.
Oh, but if we like, apparently married men live longer, but married women don't.
Stay safe.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Abby, most people regret stepping into psycho. You regret not?
I regret
stepping into psycho.
Yeah, I'm regretting not stepping into psycho after seeing one of my friend's crazy exes while out and about. And I've been having this consistent fantasy of wishing that I'd gone just a little bit crazy, not enough to get arrested, not enough to get me on the front page of like TMZ or something, or crappy radio jock where they're like, a radio girl goes insane after not having enough caffeine at 9 a.m. But I was out for a walk and I was at this really bougie coffee shop, which I will leave anonymous just so they don't bar me from walking in after I tell you my crazy psycho fantasy. And it's this beautiful, beautiful coffee shop. It's inside a Michelin star restaurant. It is kind of like the swanky place to go to on a weekend to get a little pastry and some coffee because it's in the richest zip code in Atlanta. So you're seeing some pretty interesting characters out. You're seeing a lot of like rich moms, a lot of like, you know, young families taking their kids out for like a nice coffee that's going to cost you $25. And I'm standing alone in this line and I've got my headphones in because I'm out for a walk and I've got my Lululemon set on because again, this is like the fancy coffee shops. You know, even though you're working out, you got to like show up and look good. And all of a sudden I'm standing there and I hear someone like say, are you Abby? Kind of muffled through the headphones. I'm sure I've got one of those songs on. I've got Taylor Swift playing and I'm like, who is disturbing me in this coffee shop? Who is trying to get me to take out my headphones? Because that's a big pet peeve of mine. Like if I'm out and about, I've got headphones in, I'm listening to something. And so I look up and my jaw drops because it's this guy that I've literally met once. But I know who he is. He's my friend's insane ex. And I'm not going to go into like the details of some of the things that he did because it's a little too early in the morning to get that dark. But to kind of paint you the picture of like the type of corporate finance bro that he is, they would be in the middle of like heated arguments and he would literally use corporate terminology to diffuse arguments. He'd be like, let's circle back to this. Let's put a pin in this. And I remember she told me at one point when he had cheated on her, because that happened, he said something along the lines of him needing to fulfill that part of his life was just like a miscommunication of needs. And I'm just like, only an insane person would say that as a way to get out of cheating. So I thought I would read to you. We got busted cheating and he said it was just a miscommunication of needs.
He's a corporate finance bro. He's just like, if I put some big terminology out in the ether, she's just gonna be like, what does that mean? Even though she's also a corporate baddie. So I have
try anything to get out of it.
Oh man.
I decided, because I'm really into writing nowadays, I'm gonna write down this fantasy I've been having about how I wish I'd gone a little bit more crazy on this guy. I requested some music. I don't know if we have it. Do we have my sinister music? Oh, perfect. Welcome to the dark corners of my mind.
Okay. I like dark Abby, man. Mm-hmm.
So I'm in line and he says, are you Abby? And I go, oh my God, this is my friend's crazy ex. And I take one dramatic step out of line, blocking the door like a final boss in a video game. Oh my God. I fake surprise, and it's dripping off every syllable. It's you. I thought they banned demons from entering this place after 10 a.m. He begins to laugh nervously, and he tries to sidestep. I don't move. I take a slow, menacing sip of my empty cup like it's a power potion. I just think it's crazy how you're allowed to walk around free range like this, ordering coffee, breathing oxygen, wearing that shirt. Like you didn't tell my friend she was too emotional the day after her grandparents died. Together on the same day. His face drops. I'm not done. I've been practicing this moment in the mirror, I whisper. I made flashcards. I pull one out of my bag. It says, "Do you think you're a good person?" in blood red marker. I flash it like a court summons. At this point, the barista is frozen, holding a caramel latte, silently rooting for me. "I just want to talk," he says, as he tries to inch past me. "No, I just want to connect. You believe in closure, right? Like you told her that night you vanished for 3 days to, quote, realign with your inner truth and came back with a sunburn and a suspicious new nose ring?" He's panicking now. Full fight or flight. But I lean in. I'm dead calm. "You should run." Before I start describing your behavior out loud in front of these innocent civilians using clinical terms I got from TikTok therapists. He bolts. I watch him flee with his cold brew in hand, sipping it like a coward. I turn to the person behind me and go, "Sorry about that. I just had to exfoliate some tension from a spirit." The barista now hands me another coffee that's on the house. It's extra hot because sometimes justice is best served at 180 degrees. And that is my psycho fantasy.
Okay, but what actually happened?
I said, "Oh my God, it's so good to see you." Hey, Michael.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
These are the sounds of not seeing things clearly. This is the sound of trying to unlock the wrong car. This, the sound of brushing your teeth with anti-itch cream. Okay. This is what walking face first into a glass door sounds like. And this is the sound of getting an eye exam at America's Best.
Is one or two better? Three or four?
Where you get the care you need at a great value. America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
For 100 straight days, we're trying to do some good. We call it Good Goes Round.
The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
Each and every day, we are getting emails from you guys asking for big things, asking for small things. How can we help out? All you got to do is tell us. Hit us up at theburtshow.com. Good morning, Jennifer.
Morning.
Morning. How can we be of service to you? Tell us what's going on.
Okay. So my soon 9-year-old Keaton is autistic, and like many kids on the spectrum, he's probably a little immature for his age, and he's quite impulsive, which makes it hard for him to make friends. We've actually never been
It's okay, Jennifer. Your mama love is pouring out right now, and that is totally fine. Do whatever you do. Don't apologize for those tears. It's just showing how much you love that sweet boy of yours.
And I totally get it. Like, I mean, as a parent, all you want is your kid to be accepted and loved, not because he's going to get it in the house, that's for sure, but outside of the house also. You want to make him feel like he's accepted for who he is. And when that's not happening, it's heartbreaking as a parent.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Of course.
So we've actually never been invited to a birthday party, and I'm sure other autistic parents can know that feeling well. But this year, my 9-year-old had begged me, well, almost 9, had begged me for a pool party. And normally we don't do big celebrations. We do something small within the family just because I have a fear of, you know, no one showing up. So, in May, we invited his entire third grade class to his pool party, and no one RSVP'd. So, you know, I know how isolated it feels, you know, having an autistic kid. He's starting to realize that he's different. And, you know, it's just becoming really hard on him that he doesn't have any friends. And I know if we have this pool party that we've already paid for and no one shows up, it's just going to crush him. So my ask is if maybe there's, you know, maybe 10 or 15 kids and their families in the Burt Show community that want to come out to Carrollton, which I know is far, but come out to Carrollton and help me celebrate this sweet little boy on June 28th. That would be amazing.
So let me start by just saying this for a second, because we say this with our Burt's Big Adventure kids all the time, and I want to talk to the parents here for just one second. Sometimes you have to override your kids. Every now and then, you just got to override your kids. You're the parent. So when a kid is being ostracized from the group, and your child is the one that won't accept somebody, like doesn't want them at their party just because they don't know them too well, because maybe they have autism or they don't look like the other kids, I'm just inviting you to take a chance on these kids, because this is how most of them feel right here. And we see this every single year with Burt's Big Adventure, that our kids are on the outside looking in. And really just what it takes is one invitation to just open them up for one family to take a chance on them so they could be around a whole bunch of kids. It just takes one time.
Yeah, Jennifer, my mama heart broke when I got your email. So what we are going to do, everybody knows that it's going to be in Carrollton, June 28th. We do have a lot of listeners in Carrollton. So anybody that would love to attend, and I know you're asking for, you know, because it would be great for your son who's going to be turning the big nine to have some kiddos there. So anybody that has a child that is autistic or on the spectrum, or, you know, a special needs child, or even a non-special needs child, if you would like to go and make his birthday special, you can go to theburtshow.com, click our 100 Days of Good Goes Round, and there at the top of the page is going to be Jennifer's email. And that way, Jennifer can send you the details so you know exactly where to go. And like she said, the pool package is paid for it. So not only, it's a win-win, because you're going to get a free cupcake.
Are we purposely not saying where it's going to be at?
I just think it would be wise for them to reach out to her so she can kind of like...
because it's kind of a cool place they're doing it at.
I'm going to leave it up to you. I felt it would be, because it is her child's birthday party, that put more of the invitations or the whoever's coming in her hands to make sure, like, it's not every Joe Schmo, and the people who are coming actually have kids and want to be there for the right reasons.
Okay, so we'll just say this then. It's June 28th and it's at 1 o'clock and it's in Carrollton. And we might be able to bypass some of these emails because calls are starting to come in for this little dude. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Good morning, Ariel.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say I feel for her wholeheartedly. I have four children, all boys, and two of them are diagnosed on the spectrum and ADHD. My other two twins are also ADHD, and I think my other one is also autistic. We would love to come and celebrate your boy. If you would have us, we love the water. My boys are 10, about to be 11, and 12. And we would love to come and celebrate and bring a present.
I love it.
That's perfect.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Jennifer, you're going to have to stay with us here for a couple of seconds because there are a ton of calls coming in.
I love our listeners so much.
From people that want to attend this party now. Good morning, Lou. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I was just calling. My son is 9 years old. He turned 9 in April, and he's also autistic, and we have many friends with similar kids, and we would be honored to come and hang out with this beautiful baby boy.
What a beautiful gesture. Thank you for calling. Hold on. Like I said, Jennifer, you're going to have to hang out here because the calls just keep coming in. Hey, Kaylee, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. We live in Villarica, and we have 8-year-old twins who just turned 8 last week. Boys who would love to come. They're also on the spectrum, so we 100% get how that is. And we're local, so we'd love to come.
I love it.
Is anybody else getting goosebumps?
Yeah,
it's all
coming together.
It's so sweet.
It's all coming together.
Tommy, will you put line 5 on hold, Fernando?
We're going to need a bouncer at the door at this party.
That's why I didn't want to give out the address. I just wanted to make sure that...
So many people are calling in, it's frozen our phones.
Yeah, it's frozen our phones.
It literally did.
When we do a phone topic or we're giving away money, a lot of people call at the same time. So sometimes it completely shuts down our phones and it's happening again, which is for the best reason. Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this?
Hey, hello. It's Mickey.
Hey, Mickey, what's going on?
Hey, I would love to come to the party. I have a 4-year-old and she is a ton of fun and loves swimming and loves other kids. I want to know what her little one likes. What kind of gifts can he get?
So he loves Blanky Box, and he will not stop talking about Roblox.
Roblox?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's the other thing?
Blanky Box.
Jennifer, I just want to check in with you. How's your mama heart feeling now, babe?
I can't wait to tell him. Sorry. I am so, so thankful for you guys. This is going to make his day as soon as I tell him. So thank you, thank you, thank you. He's not going to be alone.
Jennifer, these calls won't stop coming in.
Yeah.
Wendy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I own a swim school here in Charleston. We work with adaptive kids all day, every day. We love you guys so much, but we want to come out and support. We have what we call fun guards and they're lifeguards. And we want our crew wants to come out and be able to do fun activities while lifeguarding the party and support you guys.
Wow. Look how it's coming together.
Now, are you 100% aware that we're based out of Atlanta?
Yes, we are.
Wow.
I'm actually from Georgia.
So you and your lifeguards are going to drive from Charleston to Atlanta to be lifeguards at this party?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. I have family in Atlanta. So we'll drive down on Friday, and then we'll be there on Saturday for you guys.
Wendy, I can't with you.
Thank you so much. Jennifer, I got to cut this short only because all these calls keep coming in and you're busting up our phones.
Sorry.
All right, wait, there's one more. Good morning, Jamie. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, Mama. I get it. My 9-year-old's on the spectrum, and it sucks that our children are expected to learn how to interact with neurotypical children. But neurotypical children are not taught how to interact with our children. And my son would love to come to your son's birthday party. And he loves Lanky Box, too.
Thank you for calling. Hold on one second. Man, you said that really well. Uh-huh. Jennifer, so much support. I can't take all these calls because they keep coming in and they're shutting down our phones and we're resetting the phones and all the calls keep coming in. There's so much support for your son.
Thank you, guys. This is truly, truly amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Let me put you on hold and we'll give that email address out again because there's so many people that aren't going to be able to get through this morning. And it's lifeguardjen, J-E-N, lifeguardjen@gmail.com.
And if you can't remember that, just go to theburtshow.com, click our 100 Days of Good. All the information is going to be there at the top of the page. That way, Jen can get you the information so you and your precious kiddos can be there to make sure he has the best 9th birthday ever. And not just for him, but also for you, Jennifer. This is going to be, it's going to be a very, very special day. I can already tell.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Kudos to you for not giving up.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And again, I want to tell you guys that have children that don't suffer. I don't even want to say suffer, that have autism. Give a kid a chance, man. Give a kid a chance. This is all it takes is something like this. Showing up for 20 minutes to a party. That's it. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Imagine walking out of the shower and staring at someone looking at you through your window. This Moe's reality?
This is exactly what happened to me. And I don't know if you've ever experienced a moment in life where as you're in it, you're like, you genuinely think you're losing your mind. And you have to think through a string of events to actually piece together how you got here and to make sense of what's happening at this moment.
So my tweak on that is when those bizarre moments happen to me, my first thought is Tommy pranking me?
That makes sense. So I live in an apartment, and at least in my apartment, you get a lot of notices and emails of things to look forward to in the future. And I have a tendency to read these letters and then just push them to the side and completely forget what I was supposed to do or what's coming up. It's a bad habit. And this was completely my fault, but I spaced this entire thing out. So in order for you to truly understand what I was experiencing, I kind of have to explain the layout. The way that my bedroom is set up, there's two ways to enter. You can enter through the front door, or you can enter through the side door, which is connected to the bathroom. Right. So if I were to get out my shower, for example, and then walk into my bedroom, I'm obviously walking in through that door. Now, right in front of that door, beyond my bed, is a huge window, which outside of that window is the balcony. So my bedroom window is my balcony, essentially. And I'm getting out of the shower, not thinking anything of it. Imagine this. And I walk into my bedroom. Now, I live alone, so I get out the shower. I'm moving around. I'm bugging naked, right? And I walk through the door, and there's a man. There's two men, actually, on my balcony. And I don't tend to have, like, the blinds closed on this window because I'm on the fifth floor, and it's the balcony, and the view is like the highway. So who's ever going to see me?
Mm-hmm. Right? So, like, cars cruising down 285 or staring in your window trying to catch a peek?
No. And the way it's set up, there's a wall there, yeah. So they couldn't even see me if they tried, right? So I walk out, and at first I'm like, it was weird. Like, I was like, am I in the right apartment?
So much can go through your head in a second.
Right. So I'm kind of, at first, I probably should have just ran back in the bathroom, but I'm trying to figure out what they're doing. Like, why are these two random men on my balcony? And then, like, I'm looking, and then I don't even remember I'm naked. In this moment, like that's secondary now.
This really speaks volumes of how differently you and I are built. You forget that you're naked. The first thing I would do is cover up immediately.
Yeah, nah, I didn't do that. I was like, I was looking at them because in my mind, I'm not doing anything wrong.
You posing now?
Yeah, why are you on my... Is this what you're here for?
Because like, immediately got both hands over that. I'm looking for a pillow, a comforter to put over me, anything.
Most helicoptering.
I know, right? Well, I thought I might need a weapon. I mean, I'm saying, I don't know what's going on. So I catch eye contact with the guy, right? Like, because he's not even paying me any money. He's like, he's doing something with the window. I don't realize what immediately, but my brain went to, is this dude trying to break in to my apartment? Like, that's where my mind went. So I'm immediately, like, trying to piece together how do I handle this? What do I do?
And these are all, like, firing off in your head so fast.
It's happening so fast. And then the guy, it's like something about the guy catching eye contact with me and me catching eye contact with him that was like, oh, yeah, I'm naked.
Do you immediately, like, hit the floor?
That's when I was like, whoa. And then I went, because then it hit me, right? So I had to think it through. But then I remembered that they did send a notice, and I forgot about, I think it was a week or two before, where they asked all of us to remove everything that was on our balcony because they were going to have men come on the balcony and do a power wash of the windows and of the building so that they can prepare to paint the building.
Wow, your timing was epic.
Oh, it really was. God. Most people are probably not home at that time of day that they do this, but of course we are. Uh-huh. And so, man, this dude looks, and I will never forget his face when he put his eyes on my naked body.
I was going to ask, so you guys make eye contact. Did he maintain eye-to-eye contact, or did he do one of these?
One of them did. One of them went, whoa, and the other one went, we might as well just exchange numbers at this point. We friends, man.
Very different situation. One of them would have said to me, like, what do you use that for?
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Carvana's so easy. Just a click and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on...
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.